The show is called Live and Local. It's your local performance connection. And on our program today, we'll be having a conversation with one of the founding members of a group called the Fish Tank Ensemble. They play kind of an interesting blend of Romanian, gypsy jazz, flamenco, Balkan, Turkish, and tango music, and more. And they're going to be performing at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount Saturday night at 8 o'clock. That's coming up on the second portion of today's show. First part, I'll be talking with one of the two main members of a group out of Chicago called the Sanctified Grumblers. And they are kind of a mix of blues, bluegrass, old time, jug music, Cajun, New Orleans, and other kinds of sounds you'll hear in their music. And they're going to be performing along with some other groups at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign Friday night for a late night show starting at 9 o'clock. And that segment coming up in just about, in just a few moments. Our programs in WYLL today are made possible in part with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, presenting Nathan and Julie Gunn on Thursday, September 15th, and the world premiere of Kyoko Ibe's Washi Tales on Saturday, September 17th. More information is at krannertcenter.com.
Well, listen here, people from near and far. If you want to know just who we are, he's right and grumblers of sanctity. If you want to know just what we do,
just heard a tune called Easy Ridin' Grumblers, performed by the Sanctified Grumblers, who are a Chicago area-based band, and they're going to be in Champaign this weekend for a show at Mike and Molly's downtown Champaign on Friday night, actually participating with a number of other folks on that show. It's a late one, starts at 9 o'clock, and the Grumblers themselves go on about 10 o'clock. On the phone with me right now is one of the two members of the Sanctified Grumblers, Rick Sherry. He goes by Rick Cookin' Sherry. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So, I have to ask, why that name?
You know, like any good nickname, I didn't come up with it, if it's a good one, but one of the first guys I was playing with, we're just kind of trying to lose-ify ourselves, so he came up with Cookin' because my last name spelled like the Cookin' Sherry. Sherry, same spelling, so I don't do much cooking except for breakfast.
Well, and then there's the name, the Sanctified Grumblers.
Yeah. I kind of came up with that one. I don't know. I had a band that was pretty successful up here in Chicago called Devil in a Woodpile. We broke up, and, you know, I was kind of looking for some kind of maybe twist on that a little bit. At the same time, you know, it's kind of an oxymoronic thing. They're kind of like contradictory terms in the Bible and stuff, so I thought that was sort of interesting. And it's really hard to say when you first start saying it, so that always works good for publicity.
Sanctified grumblers.
Yeah.
I think a hard
consonants or something, man.
Well, I think
I had to say sanctified grumblers.
That'll work.
Yeah.
I had to do my promo about 8 times, probably in part for that reason.
Yeah, it's a hard. The GR kind of thing is a tricky one, but I guess once you get it, we're hoping it sticks.
Well, it's a good one. And actually, when I looked you up on iTunes and I just typed in Sanctified, there was another group that came up, Sanctified Something.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember what it was, but I kind of wondered if there was a play on somebody else's group name or not, but I guess not.
Yeah.
And then it's hard even to say that you play in a particular style of music because you have such a mix of things and you seem to go about it in a very fun way, almost... I was going to say tongue-in-cheek at times, but almost beyond tongue-in-cheek.
It's hard to, you know, we kind of come, Eric and I both come from kind of a country blues base, you know, country blues not being country music, kind of acoustic blues. That's kind of was our, sort of where the style we started playing. Eric's a really great finger picker, so all that kind of stuff that came out of the 20s and 30s, pre-electric blues. Big influence on his playing, but Eric's also kind of got this world stuff going on, so he likes to throw in the New Orleans rhythms with some of the stuff he writes. And you know, even though it's the two of us are the main bass of the band, we're really a trio, but we switch the third piece back and forth between a stand-up bass and a sousaphone, so that helps out with the New Orleans kind of bend that Eric likes to throw on stuff, that rhythm. But yeah.
Well, and Eric is Eric Noden.
That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I have to agree with that. Listening to your album called No Lie, which just came out recently. And Eric is your colleague, Eric Noden, Eric Leadfoot Noden, it says here. And then you referred to the two bass players on the sousaphone. And for those who don't know what a sousaphone is, it's essentially a tuba that you'll see in a marching band.
Right.
Mike Hogg, and then Bo Sample on Hogg. Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Bo Sample on upright bass. Since you mentioned the New Orleans influence, does Eric bring that in because he's from around there, or he just has picked up that style?
No, he's not from around there. You know, he's from Ohio. I don't know how many second lines are going down in the middle of Ohio, but. I think part of it was that for a while he was playing a lot of piano, and he really got into Professor Longhair's kind of stuff, and I think he took it back to his guitar playing, just holding on to the rhythms that turned him on to that style of music and kind of adapting it to guitar playing. Actually, one of the songs he wrote on the record, Gary Went to New Orleans, is kind of a mix match between a kind of a Gary Davis style, which is he's heavy duty finger picker, Blind Gary Davis, and throwing a New Orleans kind of rhythm on it. So, that shows a good example of kind of the morph of different styles there, I guess.
Well, let's give a listen to that one. It's called Gary Went to New Orleans, and it's the Sanctified Grumblers. See, there you go. Here on Live and Local, they'll be in Champaign on Friday night. That tune was called Gary Went to New Orleans by the Sanctified Grumblers. I'm talking to one of the two main members of the band, Rick Sherry. They're going to be at Mike and Molly's in Champaign Friday night, along with Edward Birch, the Urbana Liberal, starting at 9 o'clock, and then Dave King and special guests at 9:30. The Grumblers on at 10, followed by the Evil Tents at 11 o'clock. I love some of the names of of bands. So you've got quite a variety of instruments that you play in this band. Of course, singing, washboard, harmonica, clarinet, jug, and the foot drum. Did you start with one of these, or did you gradually pick these all up over time?
Yeah, I started with the harmonica, I would say, for sure. And kind of got into the old country blues style I mentioned before. Very influenced by kind of Sonny Terry stuff, and Sonny Boy Williamson, Number One's another big influence on my style. The first Sonny Boy was one of the first recorded harmonica players back in the day. And the other stuff kind of just added on. It was influenced by playing with these finger-picking guitar players. You know, a lot of them, good finger-pickers, will play ragtime stuff. Not the best stuff for harmonica, because of the trickier changes on it. I mean, it's doable, but the old recordings, a lot of them had a washboard on them, so then I thought, well, I could try to play the washboard and threw that in there, and then I don't know how the jug got in there. I guess we're playing jug band music, and later on I kind of picked up the clarinet to kind of diversify, try to get a little jazzier with stuff. Of late, you know, I'm playing like a rhythm guitar and a lot of the stuff, especially the stuff with the vocal harmonies. That's kind of a new thing, and I don't feel as comfortable with my hands as I do with my mouth, but yeah, we're getting there.
How did you get into jug band music in the first place? I mean, that's not something that the average person even gets to hear, much less hears and then says, hey, I want to play that stuff.
Yeah, you know, it was, again, kind of just diving into this style of music from the 20s and 30s. One of the first bands I played with was with a bunch of guys from the Old Town School of Folk Music up there. You know, that music gets passed around a little bit up there. Works well with the acoustic style of blues. You know, it's a little different twist than your low down Delta blues, just to kind of mix up stuff, and it's a lot of fun. You know, and you know, part of it probably was that, you know, the Memphis Jug Band, one of the better bands, had a really great harmonica player, Will Shade, in it, that I'm sure grabbed my attention when I was starting to play. You know, just hearing his harmonica, and oh, I'd like to play some of that kind of stuff. So yeah, and it's people love it. You know, we don't play the jug too much in our band, even though we kind of get categorized as being influenced a lot by jug band stuff, just because we got a sousaphone or a bass. But any opportunity I have to play the jug, you know, when Eric and I play the duo or something, I take advantage of it.
I did just see the jug in concert, so to speak, with a group called the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Yeah.
Do you know those guys?
Yeah, we do. We did a show with them a little while back. It was actually kind of a jug band all-star thing at the Old Town School, and we had one of the members sit in and do some jugging with us and stuff. It was those guys are great. They're one of my faves in town, playing this style and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they just played at the guitar festival at the Krannert Center down here last weekend, and the vocalist is just fabulous.
They're all really talented, you know, and they got the whole doing the dance styles and everything. It's great, you know, and they're really, really cool people.
What's the is there kind of a network of old time bands that cross categories like you guys are doing? I mean, it just seems like lately I'm hearing about more such groups around, and maybe it's simply because I'm doing this radio show. But it seems like there's just a recent proliferation. Is there kind of a network of groups that?
I'd say there kind of is an underground one. I don't think it's too organized. I think we all kind of know each other in some way, shape, or form, whether we've met each other or just have heard each other's music, because it's sort of unique. You know, it's definitely not a popular style. And it seems like the popularity kind of comes and goes. I've seen a few waves since I started playing in, like, the early 90s. You know, it seemed like when Eric Clapton did all the Unplugged-y kind of thing with Robert Johnson. That kind of gave a boost. And then there was a little rise of a bunch of youngsters do it, Corey Harris and stuff like that. And then things kind of dipped down a little bit. And then there's kind of another rise. Old Brother, Where Art Thou might have been kind of a popular, you know, hook for people to kind of start listening to that kind of stuff. I don't know. But it's I think there's a pretty heavy scene. I haven't experienced it. I hear about on the West Coast, kind of like people, skiffle bands, you know, people playing on the streets that kind of, you know, use the acoustic kind of jug band style a lot, too. So that's, you know, I see stuff like that on YouTube that I somehow get aware of and stuff. But so it kind of comes up. I don't think it's really going anywhere. You know, the recession might be a plus for us people who don't need electricity. Might make more money work playing on the streets and working in a bank someday. Who knows?
Well, you know, I personally am drawn more and more to bands that don't need electricity. I'm getting a little sick of the noise.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to see that
I think it is a breath of fresh air. My old band and Grumblers, too, we took over after my old band broke up, but we had a pretty cool unplugged weekly show at the Hideout up here in Chicago. And I think what helped us was that, we play rowdy kind of music, so it's not like a sit-down folk show where you got to be real quiet and listen to the words and get all touchy-feely. But at the same time, you know, you can have a conversation and but still tap your foot and have a good time. I think there is a niche for that is missing the more produced music seems to get, you know, just kind of bringing it back to the roots.
Yeah, I love it. And actually, that's another term, button you just pushed there, all the produced music.
yeah.
Well, let's listen to another from the album here. It's we're talking with Rick Sherry of the Sanctified Grumblers, who are going to be in Champaign Friday night. And you told me before we actually started recording this conversation that vocal harmonies are one of the big things during your shows. So I thought we'd play this tune called Keep Your Porch Light Low. It's a little slower tune, features the sousaphone fairly prominently. And I assume this is you and Eric on the vocals?
Yep, Eric wrote this one. It's the love song of the album.
You got to have one, right?
Yeah.
Keep Your Porch Light Low with the Sanctified Grumblers here on Live and Local.
1, 2, 3, 4. Twist me up, I don't know what to do. You say that
The song was called Keep Your Porch Light Low by the Sanctified Grumblers. Rick Sherry and Eric Noden joined in this case by Mike Hoag on the sousaphone. And then for this album, No Lie, which is just recently out, you have quite a number of other, several other performers here you picked up along the way. You want to talk about them a little bit?
Yeah, we reached out to some good friends and musicians to help us out on this, which I think really helped, it made the sound of the album this great. We got my good old friend Tom Ray, who played bass in my old band, Devil in a Woodpile, came in. He and I did a lot of woodshedding over the years, and there's a couple songs that he wrote that we invited him to play on the record. He's actually not playing bass on them. One of them he's playing ukulele, and the other one he's playing banjo on, a five-string banjo. And then we got a good friend drummer, Mike Reed, who plays a lot of the kind of outsider new jazz kind of stuff around the area in Chicago. He does a lot of really cool stuff in series here. So that was kind of a stretch, not a traditional drummer kind of stuff. He kind of comes from a different angle, and we liked what we were doing with him. And then we got on the fiddle and mandolin, our good friend, the hell's his name?
real good friend, huh?
Yeah. No, he's great. He made the album work, man.
Jim Becker?
Becker, yeah. Jim Becker, he's an old friend of Eric's and stuff, and he's been around town forever. Just a great, great player of the old style, old-timey stuff. He's busy now playing with Iron and Wine and plays with Caliphone, which is a cool indie rock group in town. But you can give him anything with strings, and he's all over. And I think the fiddle playing he did on a lot of the music of the record, it just makes it work really well. We'll take Becker anytime we can, man.
Well, the whole album is a whole lot of fun. It kind of mixes up. I just wrote down a few styles here that I thought I heard: blues, bluegrass, old time Cajun, New Orleans, and I don't know what all else you've got in there besides the kind of jug band and early jazz stuff. So who's going to be coming to Champagne? Obviously, you and Eric, and
yeah, we got the sousaphone on this one, so we got Mike Hoag playing the big belled brass instrument. So that should be hold on to your hat, because there'll be some bottom coming out.
I think any band that has a tuba in it has got a lot going for it.
Yeah. Fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like it. And it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Sanctified Grumblers will be at Mike and Molly's downtown Champaign. Show starts at 9 o'clock Friday night. As I said a bit ago, starts with your band, Edward Birch, and then Dave King and guests, and then the Grumblers at around 10, and then the Evil Tents. And let's go out with the opener from your album called No Lie, and this is called Stump Grinder with the Sanctified Grumblers here on Live and Local.
What's the matter? standing for?
Called Stump Grinder by the Sanctified Grumblers here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned for another band with an interesting name, Fish Tank Ensemble. They're going to be playing at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount Saturday night, and I'll be talking with one of their members in just a moment. Our broadcast today on Live and Local is made possible with support from Kennedy's Restaurant next to the Stone Creek Golf Course in Urbana. Open for lunch 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with sandwiches, fresh seafood, and pasta. Open Sundays at 11 a.m. for Sunday brunch. We also have support from Outback Concerts, presenting Australian guitarist and CMA Global Country Artist Award winner Tommy Emmanuel at the Virginia Theater on September 21st. Tickets are on sale now at thevirginia.org. Charge by phone at 217-356-9063. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. You just heard a tune called Woman in Sin from an album of the same title from 2010, just last year, from a band called Fish Tank Ensemble. They're going to be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And on the phone with me right now is one of their members, Ursula Knudsen. She is the vocalist in that track, well, generally in the band, and also plays violin and the musical saw, as you'll hear a little bit later. Thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So I do have to ask the question, where do you come up with the name Fish Tank Ensemble?
That is the most frequently asked question. Well, and it's a good one because, it's an unusual name that doesn't seem to fit anything that we could possibly do. But basically, it's the fact that, all of us met more or less at a performance living space in Oakland, California, called the Fish Tank. I was living there at the time. So when we all kind of started playing together, it was just for fun. And the lineup in the beginning was a little different. And so we did a first gig, and again, it was just a bunch of people playing for fun together. We did a first gig in Santa Cruz, California, and someone came up to me after the show and said, "What is the name of your band?" And I was kind of just thrown for a loop. I just thought about it for a minute, and as a joke, I kind of said, "Oh, we're called the Fish Tank." And then it just happened that there was someone with a world music radio show in the audience, and she said, "Come on my show the next day." So we went on the show the next day as Fish Tank. And then we talked about it. We said, "Well, we've already done this," and we added the word ensemble because there was already a group in England called Fish Tank. And I think we've grown into the name over the years.
I mean, it even seems unlikely that there'd be another group called Fish Tank, unless they came from that same place where you guys were living.
You know, there's so many groups out there. I think where you combine two odd words, I think that's where it's unlikely that there'll be the same name of the group. But there's so many groups out there. I'm usually not surprised if there's another group with as a name. Like, I knew a group in LA that had to change their name recently because there was another group with the name, and they were doing really well, and all of a sudden they had to change their name.
And it was probably an unusual name, they thought.
Yeah, well, it was The Afternoons, which is a great name, and I guess someone had thought of it first, so, yeah.
Well, I knew a guy who went to the University of Chicago, was working on a doctorate in math, and he every time he'd come up with a problem to solve for his doctoral project, he'd have to change it because somebody had solved the problem, so somebody else in the world had solved the problem. I don't know if he ever did finish. Maybe it's probably the same thing going on in the air. Well, tell me about some of the other players in your band, because you do bring such a wide background.
Oh, well, yeah, we have our violinist, Fabrice Martinez, who I'm also married to, and he's from the south of France. But, people, he hasn't lived. He left and started traveling and didn't really come back when he was about 20. So, and he's, 35, almost 36. So it's been a while. And it was funny, when we were in France, I speak French, and people were speaking French to me and then going up to him and asking him in broken English, "How do you like France?" Because he has such a...
And he's the Frenchman.
Yeah, but his accent he has an accent, but it doesn't sound French. It's a mix. I mean, he's lived in Italy, Romania, America, Hungary, So it's something a little different. And so I think that, and then people now, they tell him when we go there that he speaks French with an American accent. He's just got a really good ear, being a musician. So I think he picks that up really fast. And then our guitarist, El Duhe, he's American. He was raised in Los Angeles, but he was born in, Guadalajara, Mexico. And he plays flamenco guitar. He fell in love with flamenco guitar after being a drummer, a rock and roll drummer. And, more recently he started learning, he started really focusing on gypsy jazz. So he has two guitars he carries with him, a flamenco guitar and a gypsy jazz guitar. And then we have our bass player, who's from Beograd, Serbia, George Stjepovic. And he grew up, the story is he told his dad he wanted to play rockabilly bass when he was 11, and his dad said, "Okay, but you have to go to conservatory." So he went through conservatory and got a degree in classical and jazz, bass, and still, wanted to play rockabilly. So he did that all because he loved rockabilly, and so he incorporates that into our music. But, he grew up playing all over, in bars and everything, and he would play with a lot of gypsy musicians in the bars and whatnot. So he sort of brings that experience to our group, and the rockabilly, really rock and roll sound, because of folk music, which is kind of unusual.
Well, and you bill him as the best slap bass player in the world. How do you verify that?
You don't verify that with anybody. That's the thing. I mean, I He's definitely very thorough, very devoted, and very, very, very good. Like, he's got a reputation for sure. Why you can verify that, you know, you can... it's funny, I'm usually a stickler for claims, making claims, but I know that in the case of musicians, I don't believe there's any such thing as the best guitarist in the world, although I think Tommy Emmanuel comes fairly close, you know. But you can say it, and if you're really, really good and you've got the chops, everyone's pretty happy regardless. You know, no one really says, hey, wait a minute, you know, yeah. My cousin, he's pretty good too.
Well, I know we've had a guy who's been in our area a couple of times lately with the Hot Club of Cowtown.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a pretty darn good slap bass player. But there can't be that many that have a classical background, which has to help, I would think, just technically speaking.
I think so, yeah.
And since you mentioned Tommy Emmanuel, I'll just throw in a pitch. A week from now, actually next Wednesday, Tommy Emmanuel will be on the show playing live with it for us.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's going to be in our area twice. Yeah, so that'll be a treat.
We played a festival with him about 3 years ago in California.
Did you play together, or you just were on the same festival?
No, I think our bass player actually ended up playing with him in Serbia once, and then he sort of jammed with him a little bit after the festival, and we met him. But I don't know him personally. I think he's great. You know, we tend to keep up with what he's doing on YouTube.
Because he does like to often travel with other artists that he puts on his shows and lots of collaborations and so on. But this is about Fish Tank Ensemble, so let's just continue there. I wanted to play, this is actually the second track on your album, Woman in Sin, because, as I said, you are the vocalist and also you play the saw.
Yeah.
And you do both together here, and it has such a wonderfully eerie effect. A tune called Españoleta. You want to say anything else about this song before we hear it?
That's an original song that was written by our friend Jean-Paul Manchet, who's a Los Angeles musician. He's French. And, we love for some reason opening our shows with a waltz, you know, but kind of an unconventional waltz. So this pretty much fits the bill for that. And it brings out the saw right away, which people love. So, yeah, so Españoleta.
You can't go wrong with a waltz.
It's
nope. Fish Tank Ensemble here on Live and Local. My guest is Ursula Knudsen, who plays the saw and does the wordless vocal on this tune here on Live and Local. Tune called Españoleta with the Fish Tank Ensemble. or by the Fish Tank Ensemble from their album called Woman and Sin, out last year. They have two other CDs you can check out via their website or the usual sources, Samurai Over Serbia and Super Raul, another couple of great names. They're going to be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And I'm pleased to speak with Ursula Knudsen of the ensemble here on Live and Local. So you and Fabrice Martinez are two founding members of the group?
Yeah, and so is El Duje, Doug Smolens, our guitarist, yeah.
How did he get to be called El Duje, and what does that mean?
He'll tell you that, you know, he played flamenco, and Doug's not a very fun flamenco name. But Duje is.
What does Duje mean?
It's the
Doug
Spanish version of Doug.
Oh, well. Okay, well, you know, that's fine. You gotta have a name sometimes. Just talk generally about gypsy jazz. There's actually some really nice articles on your website about gypsy music, and then you have some other links on there. But gypsy is a term that doesn't actually go down real well with the folks we know as gypsies.
No, that's the thing, and it depends. You know, it depends, especially in the States. You know, there have been places where they'll refer to themselves as gypsies, but generally, you know, in places where they ask, you know, not to be called gypsy, it's definitely the correct term is Roma. And it's funny because, you know, we get told a lot, and people will say a lot, we play gypsy music. And, you know, the other day I actually went through it in my head, and it's a pretty broad mixture if you really, you know, break it down. You know, there's like, I think I realized our first set, there's one song that you can consider a Transylvanian, you know, gypsy song in the sense that, you know, it's played, it's a song that I don't know what the origins are, whether it was like some folk tunes, some Romanian folk tunes or whatnot, Transylvanian folk tunes, but it was performed the way it's performed, you know, by a Roma group, by a gypsy group. But I realized that, you know, people say that a lot about us, and, you know, it's hard to define what our sound is, but I mean, we have, you know, we do a lot of Serbian, we do Turkish, Kurdish, Greek, American, you know, what's called gypsy jazz, which is, you know, the swing jazz, and originals, you know, Romanian folks. So it's a wide array, but I think that, you know, because people love what they consider gypsy music, which is, you know, lively, passionate, and they see that at our shows, I think that kind of that's what people started saying was what we played, you know, and so really it's I don't know how to say what it is what we play, you know, world music, party, you know, folk party music, I'm not quite sure, you know.
Well, this next tune that we're going to play actually represents a little of itself is a mix. I mean, I wrote, my notes here say that it was especially gypsy sounding, but then I wrote, well, it's kind of Eastern European sounding. Well, it's kind of like klezmer music. And, you know, I guess ultimately, what is it? It's Fish Tank music called Amphorat de la Hajduk. What does that title mean?
We started off calling it Serba Suite. Because it's a suite of, you know, different serbas, which is just a Romanian song form, and so yeah, it's Romanian basically folk music, and the reason we came up with the name Amphorat de la Hajduk which means I stole it from the thief, is because we were playing it at the time we had some people, you know, playing with us for a while temporarily, and we started playing that song with them, and. I've heard recordings of some of those different songs before, like we've meshed a bunch of things together. But one of the people, excuse me, is an accordionist we were playing with, he brought some of that to the table. And so, you know, when we decided we were going to play it, he said, well, you know, you have to, that actually comes from my friend. That's my friend's song. So you have to, you know, give him credit. And, you know, Fabrice said, well, it's, no, actually, I know that's not he got that from somebody else, you know, I know where he got that song, from, you know, this source. So basically the idea was his friend was saying, this is my friend's, you know, this guy was saying, this is my friend's song, but actually he had gotten it from somebody else. So Fabrice said, well, I guess I'm stealing it from the thief, you know, so basically, you know, he stole it from somebody else, and I'm gonna take this song. And anyways, in terms of folk music, there is no such thing as stealing, but it was kind of a joke, like, who's, you know, you can get credit for arranging this type of music, but nobody should get credit for these songs. You know, this is music that's in the culture for years and years. So, yeah, that's kind of the idea, was that it was a joke. I stole it from The Thief.
And recreated here by the Fish Tank Ensemble, arranged by the Fish Tank Ensemble. I'm Furat El Haidouk, heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The tune was called Am Furat El Haidouk by the Fish Tank Ensemble. They're going to be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount Saturday night at 8 o'clock. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is one of their founding members, Ursula Knudsen. And, you know, you said that you said you're married to Fabrice Martinez, and
yes.
He grew up in France. You didn't mention that you both have traveled in this caravan, a mule-drawn caravan around Europe making music?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's definitely part of his history, less so mine. When he was 20, him and his family, they just decided that they wanted to travel. And, you know, he said, well, I didn't want to travel by car. I didn't want to travel by horse. I didn't want to travel by bike. You know, didn't want to hitchhike. So they decided to build these. They kind of built their own model of caravan. They were, and they got mules. They trained them, and they started in the south of France. And they spent, you know, different periods in Italy, Slovenia, Hungary. And their goal was to make it to Romania, because he felt, and his girlfriend at the time felt, who used to play with him, you know, that this was the most complicated and rich folk music out there, and that really interested him. So eventually, after about 7 years, they made it to, oh no, I think it was about 5 years, they made it to Romania, and they traveled around Romania for 3 years. And all the time, you know, they just met different people, they got involved in different projects, they learned music from, you know, different sources, music from Piemonte region of Slovenia, you know, Kaluta Seg music, Hungarian folk music in Transylvania, even some Slovenian music, you know, just lots of different styles that he still possesses to this day. And he's got a it's a huge encyclopedia he has, and he really doesn't tap into most of it for our repertoire, you know, but because some of it he feels it just it wouldn't work with the group. But so I joined actually after a while. He brought all his wagons down to the south of Italy and his group as well, because the weather is much nicer down there, and they started a project down there, and that was when I joined them. That was 2004 2005, and we were married there. We built a new wagon, which we eventually had shipped to California, which is in California. And we want to do something with that. We're not sure what to do with it. You know, the laws are a little different for traveling with mule-drawn caravans in California. But we still have dreams of starting some kind of company with some motivated people. But, you know, I don't know. I really don't. I know there's a road I found that traverses. It's called the non-motorized road, and it traverses, you know, the United States. That would be kind of something to look into, but also, you know, also we're just looking into the idea of some regional travel in California. There's some, like where it is right now is actually in a place that's where you see horses are on the road all the time. So I would actually, you know, I'd like the idea of hitching up the wagon and just taking it around for fun, you know, at some point.
Well, you can get a sense of some of this older way of not exactly living, but making music, you know, with music that has come from so many different places. If you go out and hear the Fish Tank Ensemble Saturday night, 8 o'clock, older way, but also modernized a great deal, I think.
And in the minivan now.
In the minivan, that's right. And I've been talking with Ursula Knudsen, and who's actually classically trained in voice and violin, taught herself the saw. And you can hear her in both the vocal role and the saw playing in the tune we're going to go out with. It's from their Woman in Sin album called Pena Andaluz. A little bit of a Spanish sound here. Anything else to be said about this song?
This was actually written by our guitarist, El Duje. Yeah, and, you know, we always say, come on, write a new flamenco song for our new album. So, and, yeah. So this is, you know, I really enjoy this song, and we replay this at every show, so they can look forward to hearing this at the show as well.
Fish Tank Ensemble, Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount, Saturday night at 8. Ursula, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
called Pena Andaluz with Fish Tank Ensemble at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount Saturday night. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for listening today. On tomorrow's show, we'll be having some live performers who will be participating in the Urbana Park District's Jazz Walk this week at Meadowbrook Park. More on that tomorrow. Here's some other events you can go out and see and hear live in our listening area. Denise LaGrassa is at the Doubletree in Bloomington this evening at 5 o'clock. Also this evening at 6:30 is the Hot Iron String Band, their weekly gig at Clark Bar in Champaign at 6:30 this evening. At the Cuckoo's Nest in Springfield tonight at 7:30, it's an open jam with Hipbone Sam on the blues. Tomorrow evening, it's the weekly live traditional Irish music session at Bentley's Pub in downtown Champaign. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The Aduki Trio play jazz at Reality Bites in Bloomington tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Celtic music from Thistle and Thyme at the Trout Lily Cafe in Springfield tomorrow at noon, right during this show, as a matter of fact. The Community Players Theater in Bloomington continue their performances of And Then There Were None Thursday through Saturday at 7:30. It's a lecture by Richard Haglund called Discover the Symphony Orchestra, focusing on the woodwinds. That's going to be at the Alumni Center at Illinois State University in Normal, 9:30 Thursday morning. Nathan and Julie Gunn are performing at the Krannert Center in Urbana, Thursday night at 7:30, and at the Iron Post in Urbana, Thursday at 7 o'clock. It's one of the UI Jazz Combos, the one led by trumpeter Tito Carrillo of the U of I Jazz faculty. Support for Live and Local today comes in part from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. We'll have a mostly sunny afternoon, a high temperature right. Well, we've eclipsed the expectation already. It's 84 degrees here in Urbana, and that's about where we'll get today. Excuse me. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler with a low of 52. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cooler, high of 73. And the outlook for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois.